From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Asmawati Rahman. We will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segment to you, beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Jokowi stressed on prompt fund dispersal for COVID-19 health services. New Zealand to use online platforms to host APEC summit. Now the news in details. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has urged his aides to expedite the disbursement of funding for the payment of COVID-19 related health services and, if deemed necessary, streamline the procedures at the health ministry. Escorted by Antaranus Agency, the head of state noted during a limited meeting held to discuss the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic at the Merdeka Palace on Monday, that disbursement of funds should be accelerated for COVID-19 related health services. Joko Widodo drew emphasis on applying a more simplified procedures for fund dispersal at the health ministry, including compensation for the families of dead patients and incentive for medical and laboratory workers. He noted the government can simplify clauses in the ministerial regulation. During a cabinet plenary session on June 18, the president appealed to his aides to improve ministerial budget spending, citing that expenditures in the health sector had only reached 2% of the budgeted 75 trillion rupiah. The International Monetary Fund (IMF) predicts that world's economic growth will be negative by almost 5%. The IMF also predicts that the Indonesian economy in June is in a negative position. It was stated by Professor Roy Sambo, consultant and professional in financial economics, to Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Monday. According to Roy Sambo, to make companies able to continue their business, they need to prepare a strategy of realigning and adapting in a new era after the pandemic.
Selain itu ya, perlu perusahaan-perusahaan dan industrinya melakukan rescue.
In addition, it is necessary for companies and their industries to conduct rescue and restructuring in the short term and in the medium to the long term, which can be realigned. So they need to modify the business to adjust to the times. Although this should not change everything, there is something that remains. For example, the basic principle of company management, there must be cash flows, there must be a profit margin, there must be a good biz turnover, healthy growth, and they should pay attention to customer development. Those are five things that are mandatory, but other than that, the methods must be adjusted according to the times. Roy Sambo added that emergency measures to save the companies from financial pressures due to the crisis must be done quickly and accurately. Furthermore, emergency measures must be followed by a proactive financial restructuring strategy to inform business actors and legal aspects related to emergency rescue and corporate restructuring. On Tuesday, June 30, there was a webinar on financial and legal aspects of rescuing, restructuring, and realigning companies facing pandemic crisis in Jakarta with Professor Roy Sambo and Ibrahim Sharif Asagaf. Let's move on to the international news. New Zealand will use virtual digital platforms to host the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation APEC Summit next year, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said on Tuesday, attributing the decision to uncertainty around travel due to the coronavirus. Ardern said at a media briefing in Wellington, by doing so, they don't have the added cost, the added disruption that the uncertainty of COVID brings. New Zealand early this month lifted all social and economic restrictions except border controls after declaring it was free of the coronavirus, while many countries are still grappling to contain the spread of the disease. Ardern said the country has no plans to reopen its borders now, as infection rates around the world were still going up. The Pacific nation has so far escaped a high number of casualties from the virus, with nearly 1,200 confirmed infections and 22 deaths. It reported no new cases of the coronavirus on Tuesday, the first time in nearly 2 weeks. Leaders of the 21 member countries were together for the APEC 2021 summit in New Zealand at the end of next year. The coronavirus outbreak has also forced this year's summit host, Malaysia, to postpone a series of pre-event meetings, but it remains committed to conduct the summit in November. The European Union has named 14 countries whose citizens are deemed safe to be let in from 1st of July despite the pandemic, but the US, Brazil, and China are excluded. As quoted by BBC.com, those named include Australia, Canada, Japan, Morocco, and South Korea. The European Union is ready to add China if the Chinese government offers a reciprocal deal for European Union travelers. European Union border controls have been lifted for European Union citizens traveling inside the bloc. Rules for UK travelers are covered separately in the Brexit negotiations. UK nationals are still to be treated in the same way as European Union citizens until the end of the Brexit transition period on December 31st. Therefore, during that time, UK nationals and their family members are exempted from the temporary travel restriction. German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President Emmanuel Macron on Monday called for an effective agreement on the European Reconstruction Plan to deal with the repercussions of the coronavirus pandemic after a meeting at the German government's guesthouse in Merseburg on the outskirts of Berlin. The French and German leader in May pioneered the submission of a rescue fund proposals worth 500 billion euros for these sectors and regions hardest hit in the European Union.
Ich glaube, was ganz wichtig ist für viele Staaten, die vielleicht heute noch skeptisch sind, ist der Wunsch, dass wir wirklich gemeinsam stark aus der Krise kommen.
What is important for many countries that are perhaps still skeptical is the desire to come out of this crisis stronger together. This means that only working with the European recovery funds will not be enough. We need everyone at home to prepare for the future. The German leader emphasized that both France and Germany are aware that only within the European Union will they be able to play an important role in the world on issues like digitalization or on questions of war and peace. The councillors also noted that Germany will take over the rotating European Union presidencies on July 1st and expressed satisfaction that Berlin and Paris share a common view of various challenges. One of the first challenges will be the European Summit on July 17 to 18, at which the member states will have to approve the European Commission's financial plan along with the reconstruction fund based on the Franco-German proposal. The fund, which is to be provided with 700 billion euros or $843 billion, will be used to support the countries that have been most impacted by the pandemic with loans and aid or non-refundable grants. This last element has been resisted by certain countries who feel that the fund should be limited to providing loans. Merkel feels that some things that could help the countries that have reserves to abandon their resistance is the Commission's proposal to link the fund to national programs to increase competitiveness. Macron, meanwhile, said that the important thing is for the fund to be effective, it has to be a budgetary component, and he alluded to the fact that it is comprised of grants as well as loans. A new strain of flu that has the potential to become a pandemic has been identified in China by scientists. They said it emerged recently and is carried by pigs, but can infect humans. As quoted by BBC.com on Monday, the researchers are concerned that it could mutate further so that it can spread easily from person to person and trigger a global outbreak. While it is not an immediate problem, they said it has all the hallmarks of being highly adapted to infect humans and need close monitoring. As it's new, people could have little or no immunity to the virus. The scientists write in the journal Proceeding of the National Academy of Sciences that measures to control the virus in pigs and to close monitoring of swine industry workers should be swiftly implemented. South Australia, one of several states in the country to close domestic borders on Tuesday, cancelled its scheduled reopening to some parts of the nation, citing a spike in the coronavirus infections in neighbouring Victoria. The country's fifth most populous state had said it would remove restriction on interstate arrivals on July 20 as part of a broader nationwide relaxation of curbs to contain the new coronavirus. However, Victoria has reported a double-digit increase in new cases for each of the past 13 days, resulting in Australia's biggest daily increase in new cases since April. South Australia Premier Stephen Marshall told reporters that they are very hopeful that Victoria will be able to bring their outbreaks under control, but at this stage, the state cannot possibly lift that border on 20 July, as they were hoping to do so. Marshall said the state would still consider opening its borders to arrival from other states where infections have been contained, such as Australian Capital Territory and New South Wales, but did not specify a time. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening. Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with commentary for today entitling Working Non-Linear for COVID-19 Handling.
Pada kesempatan yang baik ini, sekali lagi saya minta agar
on this occasion, I ask that our work is not linear. I ask that there is a breakthrough that can be seen by the community, and we hope that this breakthrough will truly have an impact on the speed of this handling. That's expressed by President Joko Widodo when opening the limited meeting on the acceleration of handling the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic at the State Palace in Jakarta on Monday. He gave an example. The breakthrough could be by adding personnel and medical personnel from the center to the provinces outside Jakarta, which shows a high trend of distribution or provides more equipment with correct management. President Joko Widodo also revealed that if nothing is done and remains flat, there will be no significant movement. Previously at the plenary cabinet session on June 18, 2020, President Joko Widodo has also explicitly requested that his aides do not work in a linear style. Looking back, President Joko Widodo has several times emphasized the importance of leaving the style of linear work. This was stated when conveying his vision for a new government at the Sentul International Convention Center as ICC in Bogor, West Java in July 2019. So it is clear, from the beginning, President Joko Widodo has warned that there is no old mindset and work that rallies on routine in the government environment, especially in the current situation of the COVID-19 pandemic. Indonesia still records an increase in the positive cases of COVID-19. As of Monday, there were 55,092 positive cases of COVID-19. Indonesia and 216 countries, including other regions, are currently facing a similar situation, namely an unknown pandemic when it will come to an end, and has caused a health crisis and slowing economic growth. Thus, we need steps, policies, and regulation that support for Indonesia to rise up. The ministries and state institutions can immediately implement priority programs. The available budget is spent immediately according to its destination. Economic stimulus for micro, small, and medium enterprises will soon be able to accelerate. So it is very understandable if President Joko Widodo firmly reminds and reprimands his ministers to immediately take extraordinary steps. Of course, not only President Joko Widodo must move fast, but also all ministers of the Indonesian cabinet forward, leaders of state institutions, and all Indonesian people must have the same duty and responsibility. In accordance with their capacities, in an integrated manner, they do hard work, take quick action, and make breakthroughs to have a great effect on the Indonesian people. Thus, the number exposed to COVID-19 can be suppressed as low as possible, and national economic situation can be recovered immediately. That was commentary. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
the following to avoid virus infection when you are traveling. Keep your distance. If you see someone unhealthy, please maintain your distance. The minimum safe distance is 1 meter, but if the person is coughing, then the minimum distance is around 3 meters. Wash your hands with soap, especially if you keep interacting with other people. You can also use alcohol-based sanitizer to kill the germs. Cover your mouth and nose with your elbow or tissue when you are coughing or sneezing. If you are using tissue, throw it away immediately and then wash your hands. Avoid direct contact with living animals and any surfaces that had contacted with animals. Avoid consuming raw or half-cooked meat to avoid cross-contamination. Find medical treatment as soon as possible and then share your prior travel history with the health services if you are experiencing any health problems. From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History. Today I'll start with June 30, 1937. The emergency phone number was first introduced. For the first time in the world, emergency telephone numbers were introduced and intended for citizens in dangerous situation. The phone number was introduced in London, England with number 999. Today the emergency number can not only be contacted by people in the UK, but many other countries all over the world. Switching to June 30, 1966, the birth of Mike Tyson. Michael Gerard Tyson was born in Brooklyn, New York City, New York, United States. He is known as a professional boxer in heavyweights and is better known by the name of Mike Tyson. Throughout his career, Tyson booked a total of 50 wins and lost 6 times. I'll end Today in History with June 30, 1977, Southeast Asian Defense Pact, or SEATO, dissolved. The Southeast Asia Treaty Organization, or SEATO, is an international organization for collective defense signed on September 8, 1954 in Manila, Philippines. It was formed at the Treaty Partner Meeting in Bangkok in February 1955. The organization was established to block further growth of communism in Southeast Asia. The headquarters of the organization is located in Bangkok, Thailand. SEATO members include Australia, France, New Zealand, Thailand, Pakistan, including East Pakistan, now Bangladesh, the Philippines, the United Kingdom, and the United States. SEATO was dissolved on June 30, 1977. Listener, that was Today in History. I'm Nuku Kusumawati.
Sayu kedua mata indahmu, saat bibirku mengecup manis pipi merahmu. dengan lugunya engkau bertanya, mengapa diriku mencintaimu? Ya ku tak tahu. Kau bisa buatku percaya bumi dapat berhenti berputar. Kau buatku sadar bila cinta memang tak butuh alasan. Kau memelukku dengan kata-katamu yang tak pernah gagal membuat hati ini menjadi tenang. Nyaman yang kau berikan setiap saat membuat hari tua yang kuimpikan kini jadi nyata. Jalan yang kini terbentang membuat kakiku kini tak sabar untuk melangkah denganmu. Kau bisa buatku percaya bumi dapat berhenti berputar. Kau buatku sadar bila cinta memang tak butuh alasan. Kau memelukku dengan kata-katamu yang tak pernah gagal membuat hati ini menjadi tenang. Nyaman yang kau berikan setiap saat membuat hari tua yang kuimpikan kini jadi nyata.
Yeah, I believe in you and me and us. Trust me, you don't need no other dudes. I'll be all you need, you are all I see. I'm your remedy, you're my energy. And if the world is falling, then I'll pick it up for you. I'm nothing without your love, and I'm not gonna let you go, love. And if it's tough, then I know, I'ma let you know that you got my shoulder to cry on when you need it. You can tell me all your secrets, I promise I will keep it. And I can't wait for the next time we.
Kau bisa buatku percaya bumi dapat berhenti berputar. Kau buatku sadar bila cinta memang tak butuh alasan. Kau memelukku dengan kata-katamu yang tak pernah gagal membuat hati ini menjadi tenang. Nyaman yang kau berikan setiap saat membuat hari tua yang kuimpikan kini jadi nyata. Membuat hari tua yang kuimpikan kini jadi nyata.
Next, we are going to give you information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with My Indonesia today. Totaling Consulate General of the Republic of Indonesia in Marseille promotes Indonesia amid COVID-19 pandemic. Consulate General of the Republic of Indonesia, KJRI, in Marseille, France, held an online seminar in the fields of economy, investment and trade entitled Should You Keep Doing Business with Indonesia, which was participated in by 47 entrepreneurs from various business fields on June 24th. As quoted on the website kemlu.go.id, this is related to entering the new normal period. Indonesian representatives abroad focus on not only providing protection for Indonesian citizens who are in need, but also preparing to promote the potential of the Indonesian economy. Within a five-year period between 2015 to 2020, French was ranked second in Europe in the number of investment projects to Indonesia with 2,777 projects, worth $711 million, ranked fifth in Europe in terms of investment value. The main sectors of French investment in Indonesia are the tourism industry, hotel and restaurants, and the metal, machinery, and electronic products industry. Indonesia continues to open up the broadest investment opportunities in 44 infrastructure projects through public-private partnership scheme. Special Economic Zone, the manufacturing sector of electric car production, tourism infrastructure, renewable energy, and the digital economy. Specifically for the tourism sector, the growth of foreign tourists to Indonesia was recorded at 12.58% in 2018. This figure far exceeds the average growth in the Asian region, 7.4%, and globally, 5.6%. The increasing interest of foreign tourists to Indonesia makes Indonesia very attractive as a tourism investment target. According to a guest from Paris Visit Indonesia's Tourism Office Country Manager, Eka Munkare, several potentials, investment, developments in the tourism sector in Indonesia include responsible tourism, sustainable tourism, community tourism, ecotourism, and participative tourism. All these sectors have the opportunity to place Indonesia as a tourism destination that prioritizes experience-based tourism, humanity, and is sensitive to environmental sustainability. In addition, this online seminar also succeeded in bringing together business actors, partners, and prospective partners to agree to continue doing business. Aromatic Association offers education and training for Indonesian youth in the processing and production of essential oils. Launderer Seafood Company wants to partner organic milk fish cultivation in Sumatra. Businessmen and importers of handicrafts and batik want to partner and help label Indonesian products. That's my Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From Indonesia to the
world. Oh, ada rasa yang tak biasa. Saat hati ini mulai mengaku mikamu resah gelisah ku rasa kini saat diri ini mulai memikirkan kamu mungkin telah lama tak ku rasa ini bibirku pun mati seribu bahasa. Apakah ini yang dinamakan jatuh cinta? Langit pun pastikan tersenyum, bintang pun pastikan menari. Saat kau tahu ada cinta dan itu hanyalah untukmu. Oh, ingin rasa ku peluk dirimu, ku kecup senyummu. Dan ku bilang I love you. Lagi pun pastikan tersenyum, bintang pun pastikan menari. Saat kau tahu ada cinta dan itu hanya untukmu. Dengarkanlah aku bernyanyi, janganlah kau dengar kata mereka. Lewat lagu ini bukan semua milikku.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today I'm going to let you know about Siak Palace in Riau. Stay tuned. On June 22, 2020, Asyriyah Hashimiyah Siak Palace or Matahari Timur Palace in Riau reopens to receive tourist visit. Like other tourist destinations, the tourists must obey health protocols to prevent COVID-19 transmission. In addition, the tourists cannot directly enter into the palace, which is the heritage of Sultan Sharif Hashim's government and built in 1889. The tourists must be in a queue to wait for their turn to enter the palace at a provided tent at the yard. The tourists have time for 20 until 30 minutes to enjoy inside room of the Siak Palace. Asyriyah Al-Hashimiyah Palace, or also called Matahari Timur Palace, was built by a German architect who adapted European, Indian, and Arabic architecture styles, and also a combination of Malay tradition. The beauty of palace is seen beginning from the gateway of the palace, which is decorated with a pair of eagles snatching with sharp staring eyes. These eagles were made of bronze. The bronze eagles are signs of greatness and courage, as well as the luxurious of the Siak kingdom in the past. In the palace, there are collections of the kingdom's heritages, such as crown of the Siak kingdom, emblem and flag, the kingdom's umbrella, throne, comet, and also photographs collection. Crown of the Siak kingdom has gold-plated and studded with gems. The crown was made in the era of the 10th Sultan of Siak kingdom. The flag of Siak kingdom has golden yellow color, while at the middle of the flag, there is emblem of the kingdom with two dragons motifs. Above the dragon's picture, there is the word of Allah and calligraphy of Prophet Muhammad. Like the Siak kingdom's flag, the kingdom's umbrella, which is made from silk and gold-plated, also has emblem of two dragons with calligraphy of Allah and Prophet Muhammad. Precisely at the middle of the palace, you will watch the throne of Siak kingdom. The throne consists of a golden chair, which is full of beautiful carving. The chair is made from brass with gold-plated. Other collections are comet, giant gramophone, which was made from copper of plated brass. Reputedly, there are only 2 units gramophone in the world, in Germany and at Siak Palace, Riau Province. That was our segment of Indonesian Wonder. Tomorrow, we will meet again with another interesting topic. Goodbye for now.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
harib COVID-19 di bakoikum fil manazil.
Zusammen gegen Corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis, was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
For the next segment, we will present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian, Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, we will introduce to you some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian. a radio lesson on Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language that introduces the vocabulary and guides you to converse in Bahasa Indonesia. This program is a collaboration of Voice of Indonesia with the Agency of Foreign Language and Book Development, the Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Di Halte Bus Transjakarta, or in English, at Transjakarta Bus Stop. Next, I will give an example of conversation on Di Halte Bus Transjakarta, or in English, at Transjakarta Bus Stop. At the bus stop, Kevin asked Mr. David about the route from Rawamangun to Cililitan.
Apa benar ini halte bus menuju Cililitan?
Ya, benar.
Terima kasih.
Sama-sama.
After listening to this conversation, I will introduce phrases and vocabulary related to today's theme, namely, Di Halte Bus Transjakarta. Di Halte Bus Transjakarta, which means at Transjakarta bus stop. I will say the words twice and you can repeat after me. Apa benar ini halte bus menuju ke Cililitan? Apa benar ini halte bus menuju ke Cililitan? Which means, is this really the bus stop to Cililitan? Ya, benar. Ya, benar. Which means, yes, that's right. Terima kasih. Terima kasih. Which means, thanks. Sama-sama. Sama-sama. Which means, you're welcome. When it is difficult to find a place, Indonesians will usually ask other people on the road to make sure the direction they are aiming is right. You can use the question's word apa, apa, which means what. In response, you can answer ya, ya, which means yes, or tidak, tidak, which means no or not. Besides using the sentence apa benar ini halte bus menuju ke Cililitan, apa benar ini halte bus menuju ke Cililitan, which means is this really the bus stop going to Cililitan, you can also use a different form like apakah benar ini halte bus menuju Cililitan, apakah benar ini halte bus menuju Cililitan, which means is this really the bus stop to Cililitan. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian today, for more details, let's listen to the sample conversation one more time.
Apa benar ini halte bus menuju Cililitan?
Ya, benar.
Terima kasih.
Sama-sama.
Well, listener, that was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian. Hopefully, it can be useful for those of you who want to know Indonesian better. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. We'll meet again tomorrow with a different topic. Thank you for listening.
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
senang, terasa je tenang dalam dada. Ku coba mendekatinya, ku tatap dirinya. Oh dia sungguh mempesona. Ingin aku menyapanya, menyapa dirinya, bercanda tawa dengan dirinya. Namun apa yang ku rasa, aku tak kuasa. Aku tak tahu harus berkata apa. Ini kan namanya cinta. Oh ini kan cinta. Cinta pada
tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Next, we inform you about Indonesian music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, welcome back to Music Corner. Today we present a Malay song entitled Burung Kenari, sung by Tia Ramon and Asmidar Darwis. The song was composed by P. Ramlee, which tells a story about assumption where the canary bird as the analogy. In its lyrics, the song Burung Kenari described a bird hiding and stopped singing. Perhaps the bird feels sadness. Through the song, the composer inviting us to remove sadness because life must go on. The song Burung Kenari, which was popular in the 1970s, has slow tempo music. Well, listener, now let's listen to the song Burung Kenari by Tia Ramon and Asmidar Darwis. Enjoy the song.
Welcome to the new normal. Now, we are facing uncertainties. Uncertain of when the pandemic will end, and also many other uncertainties. Coronavirus pandemic has changed many aspects of our lives. If you want to survive from this pandemic, you should prepare to adapt and live the new normal. In the prediction of the new normal, health and hygiene became the top commodity. Fear of getting infected makes people keep their health and hygiene more tightly when going outside. There will be sinks everywhere. Hand sanitizer becomes the most wanted goods. People wear masks everywhere. Always keep your distance when doing activities. And avoid crowds. Also, you should not make any physical contact, even just for shaking hands. Vitamins will be consumed as many as food. Before traveling, people will have their temperature checked and will not be permitted to proceed if found not healthy. Temperature will always be checked during social.
Voice of Indonesia.
Its name is quite unique, kue cubit or pinch cake. It is called so as the cooked cake from a pan is taken out with cake tongs by the trader, so it is like pinch. The ingredients of the cake are quite simple. This cake is sweet and delicious. It's really nice to eat with a cup of tea or coffee. It has various shapes. It is small and funny that everybody likes it. However, generally, kue cubit is round. On the top of it, there are usually sprinkles to make it more beautiful and delicious. Kue cubit is a quite popular snack in Jakarta, and this cake is easily found in various parts of the city. However, usually kue cubit is sold in school areas and traditional markets. It is quite cheap. It costs about 1,000 rupiahs per piece. It depends on the topping. Kue cubit with cheese is surely more expensive than kue cubit with sprinkles. You can also order cooked or half-cooked kue cubit. Both have delicious taste.
Listener, thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and also send your email to voi@voinews.id.